The Letter by Lady A to R.B. Wellington, May, 1890. Dear R.B., I hope you have received my previous letter, written during the days aboard the ship that took me back to New Zealand from Brunala, in which I have given you a detailed account of, as I call them, my 2 years among the cannibals. Even though, as I have stated, I have never actually put a foot on one of the cannibal islands. Had I done so, I would probably not be sitting here in my hotel room now writing to you. Nonetheless, in the archipelago you are never far away from them, and often, either standing at a ship's guard rail or on a lookout close to the shore, I have seen naked cannibal warriors of both sexes, paddling their elegant and sea-going outrigger canoes with powerful strokes. And more than once have I felt a tingle, not only down my spine, from an appraising glance quickly cast at me out of such a canoe as it swiftly passed. From that previous letter you already know how it came that I wound up in Brunala, how I fared there, how I learned the language, and how I secured my journey back to our civilization, and much of what I have learned about the archipelago, its geography, its history, and its inhabitants and their culture. What I have not mentioned in that letter, though, is a matter of some curiosity, which during my stay has been exerting an ever-increasing fascination upon me, and which, judging from what I know about your own interests, may also attract your attention. This curious matter, something that no one would ever expect to find in such a remote and savage part of the Pacific, is the Brunali Opera. What I hope to achieve, though, is more than just to arouse your interest in this curiosity. My enthusiasm, which hopefully you will come to share at least to a degree after you have looked into the papers that I send you here, goes so far that I actually want to organise a performance back home in England with the necessary participation of native Brunali musicians, actors, and singers. Two things are obvious. First, that such a performance could only be given in private, to a small circle of selected connoisseurs and friends. And second, that it would involve considerable financial expenditures. The latter issue, fortunately, would not present a problem, as I have inherited a fortune which is considerably larger than I can possibly spend during my lifetime, and as I am without relatives to whom I feel obliged to pass it on. I would also be able, I think, to use the contacts I have made in Brunala to find the required performers willing to embark on such an adventure, and to organise their journey around the globe to England and back if they wish to return. What I lack, though, are the right contacts at home, and the knowledge and experience which are needed for such an undertaking, to organise a performance and its audience. Nor do I know any person, apart from you, whom I might possibly approach for assistance in this rather delicate matter. Someone who has to be competent, trustworthy, and unabashed, who has to know the right people and, hopefully, who might sufficiently find pleasure in the project himself to contribute willingly his good efforts. Therefore, my dear R.B., I put all my hopes in you and appeal both to your curiosity as an explorer and a man of letters with certain distinct inclinations, and to your chivalry towards a lady who asks for your help as she wants to indulge in one of her curious little whims. Enclosed with this letter, I send you a first draft of a short essay, which I have written about the subject, and it may be called the object of a rather unhealthy obsession for a member of the gentle sex, but still it is currently my most prized possession, the result of hard work, long studies, and many hours of great delight. a copy of my own translation of the libretto of a genuine Brunelleschi opera. The musical score, or what sketchy notes I was able to make, I did not yet have time to copy, so I cannot include it, but I will send it to you at a later date. I must conclude this letter now. The ship on which it is supposed to start its long journey that will ultimately take it to Trieste and into your hands will sail in a few hours. I have some business to attend to that will keep me in Wellington for a few more weeks, but then I will try to embark on my journey back home to England as soon as I can. Please send your reply to my London address, where, hopefully, I will already find it waiting for me when I arrive. I hope that you are well, that you make good progress with whatever your current literary projects are, and that you enjoy your life in Trieste, where I know the interests of the Empire to be in good hands with you. Please also give my best regards to your lovely wife. In lasting friendship, your A.